It all comes down to whether the disputed circulator signature is needed on this petition. Circulator is a fancy word for the person gathering the names to make sure they are real people. TPR obtained the results of the petition drive seeking a charter amendment so that voters could have a say on the streetcar project. The election code says 20,000 signatures are needed. The clerk's office found that 12,000 are valid, with another 8,800 also valid if the circulator affidavit isn't required. City Clerk Leticia Vasek this week sought the opinion of the state's election division director, who said the code does not require a circulator. But that's the state's view. Cities can have petition regulations that are stricter than state requirements. So Vasek is also seeking an opinion of the city attorney. Streetcar opponents are fretting that this is a backroom effort to suppress what they see as a valid petition. If the city accepts the petition pages without the circulator signature, then there would be 20,999, which is enough to put the issue on the ballot. But even meeting that requirement doesn't automatically kill streetcar. The petition calls for a charter change that would require a vote whenever any rail project uses city streets right-of-way. And there remains the legal question if the city of San Antonio has the authority to deny VIA the right to use city streets. Basic will release the petition drive information to the public next Wednesday. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.